Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language, depictions of violence and graphic content. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised.
Detective Reed, call in some Met officers. Get this road closed. Smith, evacuate the scene as best you can.
Roger that. Move back, everybody back now.
Dispatch, this is D.I. Reed. I'm on Kew Bridge with COL officers. We have initiated a tactical vehicle intervention on the A205. We need officers on the scene ASAP.
Shouldn't we get an ambulance?
Let her suffer for all I care.
Her victims didn't get one. She doesn't get one. Swanson, go driver's side. I've got the front window covered. Reed, are you armed?
Affirmative.
Stand there and cover us. If she runs, you shoot.
To kill?
Swanson?
Am I shooting to kill or not?
Chief Inspector Swanson.
Confirmed. Shoot to kill.
The body of a man brutally murdered in Whitechapel was discovered this morning and declared by senior police officers as a sexually explicit, gruesome killing with ruthless bloodlust.
Body count increasing, and the telltale sexual brutality is casting a fearful cloud over the
media frenzy as the police deliver their report on the killing of Mark Allen.
She made her presence known on social media as Jackie the Ripper.
Whitechapel in East London is home to not a manhunt, but a womanhunt.
Scotland Yard have refused to comment.
The global scrutiny of Scotland Yard, the main...
World's media have gathered to the site of 29 Hanbury Street, the scene of another brutal murder by Jackie the Ripper.
Are we safe? Are we actually going to be safe?
And you've got this devil woman, quite frankly, going around.
The British police continue their search for Jackie the Ripper.
Jackie la Destripadora está asesinando a hombres inocentes.
It's scary.
I like her. She's got style.
Where are they? I've not seen them. Getting intense now, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, well, I mean, well, you know, it started out pretty intense, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true. But what was the significance of the vehicle, exactly?
It had been spotted near the murder site of the first victim, Mark Allen Nichols. Subsequently, Henry Smith had spotted the vehicle parked outside City of London Police Station.
And you put that down to Jackie driving to the station to drop off the package containing his severed penis.
That's correct.
Seems like a dumb move.
Yeah, it does.
Like, why use a car in London first off? But secondly, it's traceable. So, yeah, of course you're going to find it.
Correct.
So, what's the answer?
The answer is we spent too long interpreting Jackie's games as mistakes.
Who games?
Inventing Tinder accounts, creating false Twitter arguments, inciting disharmony.
What makes you think these are games, Detective?
Well, they never led us anywhere. They never got us closer to her. They were distractions. But, you know, a lot of the time, they were great for her stock.
Her stock?
come on.
No, I'm serious. Yeah, I heard one of the Ripperologists in the Hunterian call it Jackinomics. The most read articles were all about Jackie, the most viewed videos were all about Jackie, the most liked posts were all about Jackie.
Hmm.
Her tricks had to reflect her appeal. Tinder and Twitter and social cohesion and chasing sex offenders through Kew Gardens.
So, on that...
I'll get to it. Everything about these games was just as much about PR and brand as it was sending us on a wild goose chase.
Hmm. Interesting thought.
You don't agree?
No, I think the angle of... She's evil, right? She's... You know, a brutal killer and nobody knows her next move is more our thing.
Our thing?
For the book, I mean. I don't think we need to spell out Jackinomics, as you put it.
Why?
Because it, I don't know, it breaks her character. So, Kew Gardens, the car chase. How does that play out? Because who does the suspect belong to?
The suspect belongs to nobody. It's about taking accountability for the arrest, and nobody wanted to do that.
Why not?
Because it was a disappointment.
Move, now!
Moving in. Covering you.
Opening driver's side door.
Donna, is it her? Is it her, Donna?
It's a bloke.
What?
It's a fucking bloke.
Shit.
A basic vehicle background check, that's all I ask. Is that beyond the skills of two senior detectives, hmm?
Sir Charles, this vehicle was present on Durwood Street on August the 31st. It was spotted the very next day by one of my very officers at City of London Police.
She sold the car to this man, Abilene. She sold it. She's God knows how many steps ahead of you.
No way. He's involved. You don't hit nearly 70 miles per hour on the South Circular if you're innocent.
No, you don't. Dr. Helson, give them his file.
What the hell is this?
He's a sex offender. I can link him to 3 separate incidents in Southwest London alone.
What?
Hi there. I'm calling from the Guardian.
Not now.
He matches the descriptions I've been given, and he lives in the area.
Not him. How?
Go and ask him why his car was at the crime scene.
As Sir Charles says, it looks like she owned it, but not anymore.
Oh, great. That's fucking great. Excellent condition, 1 previous owner, psycho female driver, 4 months left on the MOT.
The vehicle was purchased for £200. We're raiding his house as we speak. She would have got at least £2,000 on We Buy Any Car. If you do ever catch her, gentlemen, it might be worth reimbursing her cash. Jackie has caught more criminals this week than you two have in the past month.
Yeah, well, it would help if you didn't hide the CCTV footage.
If I didn't do the things I had to do, then there would be much, much more than 5 dead men. I assure you of that, Abilene.
Civilians or officers?
What?
They were on strike because they wanted to be safer.
Oh, don't start with me, Abilene. This latest balls-up does not leave this station. If the public find out that not only have we failed to catch Jackie, but now she's doing our job for us, we're finished.
What do we do now?
I don't know. But Charles is right, she's too far ahead.
Yeah, I know. But what do we do to fix it?
Didn't you hear me? I just said I don't know.
What about the screeching sound on the audio? I think that still
Ed,
could be...
Ed, enough with the audio, all right? She's playing you. Yeah, like she did with Tinder, like she did with Sally, and now the sex offender. She wants us to focus on all the wrong things.
What are the right things, then?
Things she can't plan. Mistakes. The scalpel. She didn't plan to drop her knife. Everything else is a game.
If she's that much of a genius, why does she go and kill another guy with a scalpel? Why not just go home?
Because they bumped into each other. He got a direct look at her.
He had to die. He had to.
We could ask the sex offender, see if he met her.
Well, if he did, he'd be dead, Ed.
Well, then what, Freddy? Just sulk about it?
I like sulking, okay? It helps me think.
Oh, fine. Do what you want. Go sulk.
Yeah, gladly.
A sex offender?
Yeah.
So she wanted somebody that would...
Evade capture. You know, be inconspicuous... draw in our attention and resources. But also, she probably hoped we'd reveal that Jackie, you know, gave him over to the police in her own way.
You say it was to draw in your attention and resources, but it was just for a single afternoon?
Well, had it not been for Donna catching him quickly, we could have been staking out some house in Kew for nights on end, you know, following his van for weeks until we made an arrest. She wanted us to be distracted again.
You think she planned Sally as well?
She knew that Sally was there. Remember, she smiled at her. It could be why Jackie targeted me in the first place, make herself seem like she was within my inner circle, and make me question people like Sally, like Georgie. I don't know, maybe I'm just being paranoid.
So you leave the station, it's late November, the media are covering the car chase, but they don't know it's Jackie-related?
Yeah, that's right. The decision was made to keep that mishap to ourselves, yeah? So I left the station and, well, I went to the Hunterian, actually.
I thought you hated that place.
I do.
The Hunterian Museum is a museum of anatomy in London, located right here in the Royal College of Surgeons. Founded on the work.
What are you doing here?
Thought I'd check in on the Ripperologists.
Me too.
Any good gossip?
They're talking about the car chase.
Oh, Christ.
They know it had City of London and Met Police involved.
Well, it's a good job no one takes these people seriously. I mean, that bloke's wearing a cape, for God's sake. Oh, God, what do we reckon? Eh? The Washington Post? Or the New Delhi Times?
I reckon Playboy magazine.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from the New York Times. Would you be...
New York Times.
You're going up in the world, Aberling. You okay?
Yeah.
I don't know why you come here if you hate it so much.
Don't like the pickled body parts. No, but... hate it for other reasons.
Oh, yeah? What's that? The forum geeks trying to do your job for
Wish
you?
Wish they bloody would, to be honest. Nah, it's just memories.
Like what?
When I was about 5, I think, maybe 6, Dad took me here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he took me over to the human lungs over there, you see them?
Yeah.
And he pointed at them, told me what they were, what they did. I think I already knew, but I just let him tell me. And then he said, Mummy's lungs don't work anymore. And then, yeah, he said that it was going to make her body stop working, and when her body stopped working, she was going to go to heaven. And she did. And 40 years later, I took him here. And I walked him to that brain over there, told him about the cerebral cortex and the hippocampus. And, you know, just reciting what the doctor had told me. And then I said, yours doesn't work anymore. You know, told him that I'll look after him. Told him that he might feel scared or... yeah, angry or disorientated over the next few years, and to just call me. Yeah, I'll sort it, sort of thing.
If I had known, I wouldn't have dragged you here.
Yeah, I know. But I do come here. Every now and again, it can be soothing.
Weird to think that we're all just these little bits put together inside some skin. We're all the same. Even Jackie.
Although I think her brain is a few sizes bigger than mine.
Don't talk yourself down.
Donna, please, come on. It's over.
It's over? We're gonna let her walk free? Oh, right. Thanks for letting me know.
No, I mean me. My career, whatever you call this work-life situation. It's over. I can't catch her, mate.
Freddie.
I can't. Yeah, let's just be honest about that, at least.
Well, that's not being honest, is it? That's just sulking.
Sorry, what's wrong with sulking? Yeah, maybe I'm just being reflective. Yeah, maybe I'm just doing what's best for the case and for me. Anyone ever think about that?
We're close.
We're not close, Donna, and another bloke is going to pay the price.
What about Georgie?
What do you think?
I think she could be.
You think she could be?
I think if Sally hadn't knocked her confidence, we'd be all over her.
Because of the scalpel?
The scalpel, the absences, the dissection skills Jackie's shown. We know it's a surgeon, right?
Yeah.
And a surgeon that knows your number, knows who you are, knows seemingly who we're investigating and going after. She was the one that pointed out the police reports for you to suspect Sally.
I gotta take this.
Think about it, Freddy.
Hello, hi.
Hi, Freddy. It's Jace here again, mate.
Hi, Jace.
Hope you're wrapped up warm. Oh, freezing out there, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, it's that time of year now, isn't it?
Listen, the book deal is coming along great. Amazingly well. We're looking at getting you a revenue share. No upfront fees or anything.
Okay.
So the revenue share, just for the book, this won't apply to any derivative formats.
Derivative formats?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
TV or feature. I know that Jill was working on those deals too.
Wow, okay. But I don't see any of that.
Nah.
Why not?
Because the interested parties will make an acquisition offer for the book. The book is by Jill, not you.
Right.
But look, you're getting a revenue share in the book. That's very exciting, man. Jackie the Ripper. Whoa, just think of those sales.
Yeah, she's popular.
Sure is, mate. Listen, so I'll get the paperwork over to you. You're looking at around 0.75 to 0.90% share.
0.75.
That's industry standard rates, mate. That's, you know, with these sales and your story, man, this is serious money we're talking about.
It just doesn't sound like serious money.
Last time I did a book deal, mate, the revenue share was for the author, the agent and the publisher.
Yeah.
We're getting you a slice of the pie and you're not even writing the thing. This is unprecedented. I'm not going to say free money, but it's pretty damn close. Ah, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to say free money.
Okay, well, I can talk it over with Jill.
Ooh, no can do, Freddy, man. We're just keeping her to one side until this deal's sorted.
Oh.
Yep.
So I can't speak to her?
It's tricky. I'm the broker in this situation, mate, and I need to do my job. And my job is to talk on behalf of Jill and the publisher and what's right for the book and what's right for you too, Freddy.
Yeah, yeah.
But remember, unprecedented to get a cut of the pie. You're a lucky man. Nice work if you can get it, eh?
Well, yeah. I'll sign it, and yeah.
Great.
Then I can see her tonight because we have plans.
Sounds wicked, man. I'll get the paperwork over.
Great. Cheers, Jace.
Take it easy, brother.
You take it easy too, please. Now, thank you. Cheers. God, Freddy, what are you doing?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Yes, hello, this is CSO Henry Smith. I'd like to get all PCNs for the VRM RE1817NN. It stands for penalty charge notice. Vehicle registration mark? Yep, the license plate, yep, thank you. Excuse me, you cannot park there, sir.
Yes, I can.
Oh, Sir Charles, the parking violation is, that's a loading bay.
Yes, indeed it is.
Vehicles, they can't, it's not a commercial vehicle, so you'll have to...
No, it's not a commercial vehicle, Mr. Smith. It's an emergency vehicle and it's exempt from the violation.
Right, okay, it's just that private vehicles don't actually qualify as emergency...
Ah, yes. Quite right. We must speak to the Met Commissioner to determine whether this is an emergency. Perhaps you'd like to ask him. Are you going to ask him?
Commissioner Charles?
Yes, young man.
Is this an emergency?
Yes, it is. There. That was easy, wasn't it? Signed off by the Commissioner himself. Now, do your job and provide assistance to the actual officers.
Yes, sir. Affirmative, sir. I've been assisting with the case, Sir Charles.
Always good to know we've got our best community support officer on the job.
Right. Yes. I was just helping run analysis on the scalpel to assist the detectives. If it really did come from, you know, the doctor.
The what? The doctor? What doctor?
Pretty.
Jill.
What are you doing here?
It's signed.
You signed it?
Yeah, all done.
Fantastic. Oh, come here.
Yeah, I guess we should book in some dates for interviews and stuff.
Yeah, defo. Oh my God, this is so exciting.
Sorry there isn't an ending or anything right now.
Come in, it's freezing.
Thanks.
Welcome to 33A Golding Street.
Thanks for having me.
What do you mean by there's no ending?
She's still out there.
Oh, right, yeah. Have you got, like, any leads? Are you close?
I don't think so. Others think so, but I don't.
What are they thinking?
Evil mastermind with a penchant for surgery. Any ideas?
Yeah, don't know many of those.
But Donna is making an inquiry as we speak. That could be interesting.
Interesting how so?
Carlos Eddowes was killed with a scalpel.
A scalpel? Wow, okay. Not just a small knife?
No, we've narrowed it down to a scalpel. Yeah, if we didn't think she was a surgeon before, then a scalpel is, you know, pretty much a dead giveaway. In fact, it's just about the only mistake she's made this whole time.
Yeah. So who are you? What? I mean, who is she gonna speak to?
Well, you know, now I know you've signed an NDA until published, so you can't report it in the New Zealander.
Good move, detective.
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to speak to Dr. Georgie Baxter Phillips.
Wowzers.
Wowzers indeed.
You think it could be her?
Well, I want to rule her out, I really do, but I can't. You know, she's made it almost impossible for me to do so without questioning that... So, what are you doing?
Kissing you.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
I don't know. It's just in that phase right now. I know it will pass. It's just hard.
Yeah, of course it will. It's just, like you say, it's just about waiting it out. For the both.
Ah, Chief Inspector Swanson. What can I do for you? You just missed Henry Smith.
Oh, yeah. I was just wondering if you could explain something for me. Could you give us a second, Dr. Helson?
See you in a bit, Georgie. Oh, drop my phone.
So, I need a favour.
Sure.
I have a friend who's looking for a number 10A long 7. What might that be?
It's a scalpel. 10A is the type of blade, long 7 is the handle.
Ah, right. Do you have one of those?
I do. Yes.
Could I see it?
Sure.
Everything okay, Doctor?
It's not here, actually.
Oh. It looks like you've got a full set there. Just one seems to be missing.
It's usually here. I must have misplaced it.
That's Met Police property. They'll want that back.
Of course. Yeah.
You okay, Georgie?
I'm fine. Mm-hmm.
Must be quite stressful, eh? Dealing with so much death. How's life?
Life is good. Yeah. Yep. You?
Oh, I'm fine and dandy. Ooh, it's cold in here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Minus 10 degrees.
Ooh, chilly willies, hey, Georgie?
Yes, chilly willies.
You're so cold, I can see your veins. One on your forehead there, some on your arm. I can even see this one here, coming up from your chest to your head. What's that one called?
This one? The brachycephalic artery.
Ah, yeah. That's right. Just like the one that poor Carlos had cut open.
I haven't examined him, so...
He didn't miss much. Quick job. Right in the middle of Mitre Square.
Ah, I know the one. Yes.
Lots of little stab wounds from a scalpel, funnily enough.
Oh. Okay.
Hmm. A 10A blade. Long 7 handle. You want to tell me where that scalpel is, Georgie? Or do I need to go and speak to the Met? Perhaps it's in Lost and Found, eh?
What are you insinuating, Chief Inspector?
I'm insinuating that you need to find yourself a damn good lawyer, Doctor.
And there we have it.
There we have it.
The story of Jackie the Ripper.
Yep, riveting stuff.
It is. It is, honestly.
So, what do you reckon? Is that everything you need, or...?
Let me check my notes. Oh, yeah, Mario's murder.
Victim number 5.
Yeah. You guys made a decision to keep the satanic stuff to yourselves. The pentagram, the 5 organs. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
And why'd you choose to do that?
Well, ultimately it was about, damage control. You know, if Jackie had been a Satan worshipper... We would have seen that in more of her work. This was about optics for Jackie. You know, Jackie-nomics, remember?
So it was some Jackie PR?
Of course it was. She knew exactly what would get people excited. She chopped dicks off with the number one rule of advertising.
Sex sells.
Exactly. But sex and the devil? I mean, It would have been Jackie Mania. It was already Jackie Mania. Jackie is, before anything else, a publicist. For herself. I don't think she hates men. I don't think she worships the devil. She wants fame and fortune. Well, definitely the latter of the two, anyway.
You think that?
I do, yeah. I mean, her online videos, they've been monetized, which is quite a risk.
Can you, like...
We're tracing it, yeah. Get your phone out.
Okay.
Google something for me.
Yeah, go on.
Ted Bundy net worth.
Ted Bundy net worth. Wow, $11 million.
Now Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer net worth $4 million. Fascinating.
Isn't it just? I mean, their books were bestsellers.
Mmm.
Nice work if you can get it. Hey?
Mm. Guess so.
Money.
Money.
The roots of all evil. Wouldn't you agree?
Then I can see her tonight because we have plans.
Sounds wicked, man. I'll get the paperwork over.
Great. Cheers, Jace.
Take it easy, brother.
You take it easy too, please. Now, thank you. Cheers.
God, Freddy, what are you doing?
Dr. Helson speaking.
Alyssa, it's me. How close are you with Dr. Georgie Bagster Phillips?
Yeah. We're close.
Close enough to know the passcode on her phone.
See you in a bit, Georgie. Oh, drop my phone.
So, I need a...
Shit. Please still work. Oh, thank God. 3103. Yes!
Hi, Dr. Helson.
Hi, Henry. I've got Georgie's phone. Abilene said to look.
Bye, Dr. Helson.
Okay. Bye. Come on, there's got to be something.
Bueno, y por aquí tenemos el sal... Oh my God, look how cute this puppy is.
I'm insinuating that you need to find yourself a damn good lawyer, Doctor.
That won't be necessary.
Henry.
Here.
What are you doing with that?
That's it. That is the scalpel, Chief Inspector.
I'm returning it to Dr. Baxter Phillips.
You took this?
A command from the top. The very, very top. And a command I never should have followed.
Play it again.
Beyond all recognition. Oh, sorry for the spoiler.
It's not interference. That's what my sister says.
It's building. It's like pressure.
Her audio team analysed it and said it's background noise. It hasn't been added in post because her mic is adjusting the levels to compete with the noise.
What do you mean it's adjusting?
Her microphone will automatically adjust to fight sibilants and plosives. They're high and low frequency disturbances. This noise is obviously a loud disturbance that's in the room with her.
Sir Charles wanted her to crack. He thought taking the scalpel would help.
I'm just...
It's all right, Georgie. It's all right. Easy now, darling.
You might want to read this.
What's that?
It's a parking ticket from Jackie's old car.
Georgie, why'd you take so many bloody pictures? Come on. Come on.
Merry Christmas, beautiful people. Feliz Navidad.
2016.
Officially graduated. You are looking at a group of beautiful surgeons. Woo! Here. Come celebrate. Jacqueline, come over. Here she is. Voila!
It sounds like it could be steam.
Could be a kettle.
It seems weird that you'd make a cup of tea while knocking up some creepy video.
Oh, here we go.
She sold the car, Henry.
Not before she got a ticket. Right outside 33 Golding Street.
Freddy.
She says it could be something like that.
Let's have a look. Domestic... Okay, let me call Fred.
Do, 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 do.
Oh, Jesus.
You fell asleep.
Ah, did I? Is it morning?
No, it's like 10 p.m.
Oh.
Oh, God, you're warm. Come here.
Do you know what would make us warmer?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, that. also a nice cup of tea. Suddenly I feel old again. Let's do what you suggested.
Tea's a good shout.
Gort, left, left.
Is that quicker?
Affirmative.
Fuck's sake, his phone's engaged.
You got decaf?
No, why?
Oh, I don't usually have caffeine this late.
Maybe you should live on the edge a bit more then.
Ha ha! Right. God. Hello.
Hello there, Mr. Eveline. I write for the New Zealander. We're covering the Jackie the
New Zealander.
You have a call waiting. You have a call waiting.
Hey.
Fred, it's me.
Not now, mate.
It's the sound.
For God's sake.
We've had it analysed. Listen. It's trapped pressure from
a
domestic...
Yeah, the pressure. It's gone to your head, mate. Night-night. The New Zealander. Do you know what? I'm going to take a bit of a risk here, Jill.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Nice work if you can get it. Hey?
I guess so.
I'm going for caffeinated.
Money.
Way, good for you.
Honey.
The roots of all evil.
Come on! Come on, come. Come celebrate. Jacqueline, come over. Here she is.
We did it! We graduated! Oh, my God! Class of 2016, baby.
Officers on the scene at 33A Golding Street.
Moving in.
Wouldn't you agree? Jacqueline?
Can you put the boiler on? It's bloody freezing.
Yeah, it's that time... It's that time of year now, isn't it?
Everyone wants to talk about Jackie. Everyone wants to know
have
more about
you.
Her.
Given much thought
it's
to
it's a
the
passion
book.
Project of mine. All right.
Yesterday you were the villain, but now you're the hero, Freddy.
Funny how she knew about the words all over the wall. Hey, Freddy.
Lead investigator is Detective Edmund Reed.
Jackie's actions suggest she sees Detective Eveline as the leader.
That's what people pay for, good versus evil. They want
planting
the
her in the media room to announce you as the top detective.
You're my protagonist, Freddy.
As some fucking nemesis of Jackie. Jesus Christ.
People will want the story. You have it. You are it.
True crime is bigger than wizards. Trust me.
Shut up. You are resident officer.
She's so fast. God, you're strong.
I'm not slowing down. You need to keep up.
Remember, if there's any problems with the flat, just...
The boiler.
Oh, God, yeah. No, I'll sort that, I promise.
The final season of Jackie the Ripper will return on Halloween. Jackie the Ripper starred Paul Waggett as Freddy Eveline, Jennifer Tierney as Donna Swanson, Akushla Tarakupe as Jill Hunter, Adam Jarrell as Henry Smith, John Brunock as Edmund Reed, Amina Karoma as Alyssa Helson, Marta De Silva as Georgie Baxter Phillips, Kareem Confley as Sir Charles Warren, Narlan Burgess as Priya Campbell, and Ant McGinley as Jonas Meisen. Jackie the Ripper was written by Joel Emery and directed by Adam Jarrell. This series was produced by Holy Smokes in association with Stack. For more information, follow at Jackie Ripper Pod on Twitter.
Jackie the Ripper is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations?
Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.